Go to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, just a little challenge this evening on this very special day. I'd like to address the issue of sacrifice. Sacrifice. On this Anzac Day, the Lord has led me to emphasize the principle of sacrifice. This is certainly a great part of the Anzac spirit that we honour on this day, the principle of sacrifice. Men and women that sacrificed their lives for their nation in the midst of warfare. Luke chapter 14, please. Note verse number 25, please, to verse 27. Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to 27. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me, and hate not his father, and mother, and wife, and children, and his brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me, cannot be my disciple. Our Lord Jesus, long before April 25, 1915, where the Anzac tradition began, called for sacrifice. In fact, he said, if you're not willing to sacrifice on my behalf, you are not worthy to be called a true disciple of mine. Our Lord Jesus called for commitment. In fact, he said, if you will not bear your cross and come after me, you cannot be my disciple. Then in verses 28 to 30, the Bible goes on to read, For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it, lest haply after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. The Lord Jesus calls for commitment, and he used the example of a wise builder assessing his expenses before he begins to build, to make sure that he has enough resources to complete the task. Otherwise, he will be mocked for his unfinished work. And my friend, so likewise, the devil will mock and have an opportunity to blaspheme our God. As many countless so-called Christians live lives that are unsurrendered. I'd like to encourage you this evening on this Anzac Day, for those of us that claim Jesus Christ as our own personal Saviour, in Romans chapter 12, the Bible teaches us, I beseech you to present your body a living sacrifice. Not a dead sacrifice, a living sacrifice. And it's been well said, the problem with a living sacrifice is that that sacrifice has the potential to crawl off the altar. And that's what often takes place in the life of the average child of God. They crawl off the altar. Then they might have a season where they jump back onto the altar. Then they crawl off the altar again, and time again. So God calls for sacrifice. Let me ask you this evening, does your life give evidence of sacrifice as a child of God? There are countless stories of individuals that sacrificed for our country. It is these individuals we remember and we thank God for. But more so, I just wonder how many of God's people are willing to sacrifice in the present. The last Anzac by the name of Alec William Campbell died at the age of 103 in Tasmania back in 2002. At the age of 16 and 4 months, he was prepared to serve and sacrifice for his country. He was nicknamed the Kid. And he served there in Gallipoli through November and December of 1915. And I thought about his nickname, the Kid. I thought, wow, he had that nickname, but yet, boy, to see the importance of giving your life for your country at the age of 16 and be willing to give your life as a sacrifice for your country at the age of 16, I say that's a measure of maturity right there. What does it mean to sacrifice? And on this Anzac Day, brethren, I'd like to encourage you concerning the words of our Lord Jesus, who said, "And whosoever doth not bear his cross, sacrifice, and come after me, he cannot be my disciple." What does it mean to sacrifice? Let me just give you a few thoughts this evening. Principle number one. Sacrifice is selflessness. Sacrifice is selflessness. A willingness, in other words, to die to your own ambitions and to die to your own desires. Selflessness. In John chapter 12, please, verse 24. The Gospel of John chapter 12, verse 24. The Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 24 reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." What does it mean to sacrifice? Well, a word that is synonymous is the word selflessness. Selflessness. It was the Lord Jesus who said, "Not my will, but thy will be done, O Heavenly Father." That's what sacrifice is all about. It's a willingness to die to our own ambitions and our own desires. Now, it's not wrong to have ambitions, not wrong to have goals and desires, but the issue for you and I is that we've been bought with a price, have we not? As God's people, and God has a purpose for each of our lives. And when a person is willing to sacrifice, they're willing to say, "God, not my will, but thine be done." That's selflessness. Lesson number two, concerning what does it mean to sacrifice. I'd like to point out the word attitude. Attitude. See, sacrifice begins with an attitude of willingness to sacrifice. It all begins with an attitude, and then the actions will follow. In other words, true sacrifice takes place in a person's heart before it will manifest itself outwardly. True sacrifice is an attitude. I love Philippians chapter 2. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2 and I'll prove my point. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Underline the word mind. "Let this mind be in you," this mindset, this attitude. "Who," verse 6, "being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became..." Connect the word "became" with "mind." "Became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." See, when we refer to sacrifice, we're referring to God's people first and foremost having an attitude, a willingness to sacrifice. Because our mindsets become our actions, do they not? It all stems from our heart. And true sacrifice takes place within a person's mind first and foremost. And then God, from that point on, will lead and guide us into the outworking of that sacrifice. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See, the Lord Jesus was willing in mind to sacrifice. When God the Father commissioned God the Son to become the propitiation for our sins, God the Son had the mindset, not my will, but thine be done. See, it begins with an attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. You know that. Principle number three, the third word I'd like to stress this evening, cause. S stands for selflessness. A stands for attitude. C stands for cause. There must be a worthwhile cause in order to fulfill sacrifice. In other words, sacrifice is not an end in itself. There must be a cause. See, you don't sacrifice for the sake of it. There's a reason why you sacrifice. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You're not asleep? You haven't had too much dessert? People don't sacrifice normally for just, as some Aussies would say, for the heck of it. You don't sacrifice just for sacrifice itself. You sacrifice for a reason. See? There's a cause. Now, John 3:16 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So the Lord Jesus had a cause. When he obeyed God the Father, he died in our place to provide redemption for the sins of the whole world. When we sacrifice, there is a cause. And as God calls you and I to sacrifice, it's for a reason. God has a purpose. God has a plan. Didn't David say before King Saul, "Is there not a cause?" This knucklehead here that stands almost 10 foot tall is blaspheming my God. Somebody needs to deal with him. There was a cause, see? It's the why of sacrifice. The next word I'd like for us to note this evening is, in defining what is sacrifice, is the word resistance. Resistance. There will be resistance as you sacrifice. Back in Luke chapter 14, please. Luke chapter 14. Note then verse 26, it makes reference to the possibility of opposition from your own family members. And therefore, the Lord Jesus is not trying to convey hatred in that, in the essence of being angry towards them, but the usage of this word hate here, it is a very strong word that literally means that if you are not willing to put God first, put him before your own family, then you are not worthy to be my disciple. In other words, it might even be those from your own family that will oppose your desire to sacrifice for the glory of God. So there will be some resistance. And if you and I are genuine in our desire to sacrifice for the Lord, beware, you might find those that are closest to you are the very ones that resist. This resistance often comes from those that are close to us. Family members, friends, those that we respect. Resistance. You might experience a little bit of that as you sacrifice. And the next word I'd like for us to note, in order to help us to define sacrifice, it begins with the letter I and it's ignore. To be ignored. When you sacrifice and give your life to the Lord, be prepared to be seen as a nobody in the eyes of man. In Isaiah chapter 53, please. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 2 and 3, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground, he hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. When you and I sacrifice and give our lives over to the Lord, don't be surprised if the world, quote unquote, ignores you and fails to give you a pat on your back and congratulate you because you've chosen to be a missionary to West Africa, for example. You'll be ignored. There'll be resistance. And number 6, the word faith. Please write this one down. Faith is incorporated in true sacrifice. In Acts chapter 16, the Bible gives us the example of the great apostle Paul called to Macedonia to preach the gospel. And the Bible teaches us there in Acts chapter 16 that he heard this voice, he had this vision of this man who said, come and help us. Come to Europe, what is modern day Europe today, and help us. Now, the Apostle Paul had never had this vision before. He knew nobody in Macedonia. He had no contacts. But the Apostle Paul, by faith, obeyed the calling of God, and he went to Macedonia, modern-day Europe, led a lady to Christ by the name of Lydia, who was not a European, who was from Asia Minor, but through her conversion, her family was converted, a jailer was converted, his family was converted, and the gospel began to spread throughout Europe, and I'm thankful to God that the preacher that came to this country was a preacher that came from Europe. And I'm thankful that the gospel went from the Middle East, went to Europe, and from Europe it came to Australia, and we have been blessed with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for the fact that the Apostle Paul, by faith, was willing to obey that Macedonian call and heed the calling of God, even though he didn't know anybody there in Macedonia. He'd never been there before, but he knew God had called him. Faith. Faith is interwoven in sacrifice. As we sacrifice, you'll have to step out by faith a little. The just shall live by faith. I'm almost there, bear with me. Note the word insult. If you sacrifice for the Lord, somebody will insult you. Be ready for it. Matthew chapter 27, quickly please. Don't worry, I'll finish on time. And then we can have second turns on dessert. And all of God's people said, well, at least some of us. Okay, Matthew chapter 27, please. Note there verse 39, Matthew chapter 27, verse 39, "And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God. Come down from the cross." And likewise also the chief priests, mocking him, with the scribes and elders, saying, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God." The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Sacrifice. As a Bible-believing Christian, if you are willing to sacrifice, let me warn you, you might find that you will come across people that will not be awfully kind to you. You might be insulted for your sacrifice. The Lord Jesus was insulted for his sacrifice. I'm thankful he didn't react. I'm thankful he didn't come down off the cross and say, "That's enough. If this is what they think of me, they've got no respect, no honour. I'm going back to heaven." Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus didn't do that? He remained on the cross. "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me" is absolute rubbish. Words can be hurtful. But may God grant us the grace to understand, if we are really on God's side and if we are really willing to sacrifice, somebody will eventually say something to you that's not awfully nice. And if you have a true spirit of sacrifice burning within your heart, you'll stick with the stuff. The next word that I'd like to mention this evening is the word control. By this I mean you'll need to bring your body into subjection to the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27, the Bible makes reference to bringing our body into subjection. If you and I are truly going to sacrifice, then we'll need to control, bring our body into subjection to the will of God the Father, to the power of the Holy Spirit working within us. The Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy 2:5, a man is not crowned lest he runs lawfully, strives lawfully. And may God help us as we seek to honour our God to bring our body into subjection. See, sacrifice involves control. You'll need to bring your body into subjection to the power of the Holy Spirit within. And last but not least, what does it mean to sacrifice? Well, I'm glad you've asked. Last but not least, the word endure. Did you get that one? Endure. You'll need to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured." Didn't quit the cross. Aren't you glad? But our Lord Jesus didn't quit. Endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Sacrifice involves enduring hardness. There it is. Sacrifice. The word S stands for selflessness. The word A stands for attitude. The word C stands for cause. The letter R stands for resistance. The letter I stands for ignored. The letter F stands for faith. The letter I stands for insulted. The letter C stands for control. And the letter E stands for endure. What does that spell? Sacrifice. There you go. That's sacrifice. Nine principles from the Word of God that will enable us to have a greater understanding of what it means to sacrifice. Let me ask you this evening in closing, do you understand what it means to sacrifice? See, on this Anzac Day, this is the day that we remember those that sacrificed. Sacrificed for their country, for our country, to purchase our freedom, our liberties. But as we reflect and consider those that gave their lives for our nation, I just wonder how many of God's people are really sacrificing. To sacrifice as a Christian requires a willingness to pay a price. And the Lord Jesus said, if you're not willing to take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. I'd like to encourage you afresh this evening to present your life to our Lord as a living sacrifice once again. Let's present ourselves as a living sacrifice to our God afresh on this Anzac Day as we remember those that sacrificed their lives for our country. Red poppies were the first signs of life in the fields of northern France and Belgium after World War I. Arising from the blood-drenched ground, bright red poppies grew where 4 years of war led to the death of hundreds of thousands of soldiers, including 45,000 Australians. The poppy has enabled Australians to show that they have not forgotten those countless individuals that have died for their country in warfare, in conflict, in the past 100 years. So may God help us to sacrifice. Do you understand what it means? I think our Lord Jesus was concerned about his disciples, truly understanding what it means to sacrifice. But beyond that, he not only wanted them to understand, he wanted them to sacrifice. So may God help us to be a people that are sacrificial as unto our God. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's be upstanding, please.